Like many others, apparently millions of others, I recently read a book called The Goldfinch. The author has just won the Pulitzer Prize for it. It's the story of a boy who survives an explosion in a museum, and he ends up with a famous painting, a small painting in his possession. And he begins to, of course, he's fearful at first, I should take it back, and when he doesn't, he feels like his trouble is getting greater and greater, so he keeps thinking, well, now I can't take it back. But he begins to see it as something that he is called to protect. Ultimately, he feels it must be returned, so he tries to get the painting back. The end of the book, there is a passage which talks about the power of great art. And the author says this about great art. She says, "But if a painting really works down in your heart and changes the way you see and think and feel, you don't think, oh, I love this picture because it's universal, or I love this painting because it speaks to all mankind. That's not the reason anyone loves a piece of art. It's a secret whisper from an alleyway. Psst, you, hey kid, yes, you, yours, I was painted for you." Any experience which moves and sustains us operates on two levels. It operates on the level of the universal and on the level of the personal. The universal, as a human being, in my religion, I take comfort in believing that something happens after this life, that there is something of meaning that lasts. You might say the universal by saying human beings have a yearning for the transcendent. But in the more particular, my religion helps me because as this particular human being, I take comfort in believing that the lives of those I have lost, my parents and my sister, go on, that they rest in the arms of God. I personally have a yearning to know that my loved ones are safe. In the universal, in my faith, I take comfort in knowing that humankind is saved from the power of death, that Jesus' tomb is empty. But in the particular, I live a joyful life, knowing that because Jesus' tomb was empty, mine will be too. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That belief sustains me, and it helps shape me into a joyful, loving human being. Now, to be clear, that belief doesn't save me. Jesus already saved me back in about 33 AD. And as one author says, a belief is not an idea that the mind possesses. It is an idea that possesses the mind. For as much as we argue dogma in the institutional church, dogma doesn't save us. Ritual doesn't save us. We are already saved by the grace of God, by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, knowing that we are already saved, then, we come here out of gratitude that this picture was painted for us. And we especially come on Easter because the picture is as beautiful as it ever gets. The irony, though, is that what we talk about on Easter is perhaps the most difficult thing to believe in all of our faith tradition. As one of my sources says, Easter is not a day for beginners. It's odd that people would flock to worship on a day in which we proclaim the very things that may be the hardest to believe. So why are we here? Why do we feel drawn, especially on Easter Sunday, to come to places such as this and hear a story about a man rising from the dead? I think we come to learn from each other how to live a life of gratitude for already being saved. A gift of gratitude, or a life of gratitude for the gift of resurrection given to us by Jesus. And what do we do here in our church? We come here to remind one another of this painting that was painted just for us. To remind ourselves of this story that was written for us. We come here to to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and decide what our gratitude for that gift will motivate us to do in loving others. Now, despite all that appears in the media about Christianity, we're not here for some of those narrow approaches that we see that seem to make the news. We're not here to learn how to picket soldiers' funerals. We're not here to rail against science or evolution. We're not here to burn the Quran. We are here to learn from each other how to be Christians, how to be loving persons. Because even those in the world who have a moderately favorable view of Christianity see the life of faith with a lens far too narrow. We're seen as people who follow a lot of rules so that we can earn our way to heaven. But we are not called to follow rules to earn pious merit badges, but to love one another as God loves us. We're called to much more than what is portrayed in the media, to much more than a safe framework of what religion defines. As one author said, too often people are alienated from Christianity not because Christ demands too much of his followers, but because he is represented as demanding too little. We are here to do more than the typical human life. We're here to remember and celebrate his picture of resurrection, a picture that frees us from the bondage of human fear and human mortality. We're here to remember and celebrate God's love for us and our love for one another. We're here to see the Christian story move on Easter Day from the universal to the particular. This picture moves from a day in human history to a day in your life, a day in my life. We're here today and every time we gather because Christian faith is not a piece of art to be relegated to a museum. This picture given to us of a man resurrected means that Jesus is not only a historical figure, that Jesus is not only a myth, but that Jesus is a living reality in our lives, here and now. Because Jesus, the risen Christ, is a reality here and now, in our liturgy we do not say Christ has risen. We say that Christ is risen. Jesus is a present reality that changes our present reality and makes us grateful, loving human beings. This picture that we speak of today, this picture of resurrection, matters. Not because human beings have an innate longing for the spiritual. Not because we're supposed to go to church to earn points in a game called Go to Heaven After You Die. We're here because this picture matters in our lives today. This belief that holds us matters. It means that we can live our lives in joy and gratitude without fear of death. Why do we come here? We come to church, especially on Easter Sunday, because our human hearts hear the whisper from the alleyway. This picture was painted for us, the one we carry with us in our human psyche and in our fearful individual human hearts, in the painting of an empty tomb. Jesus' empty tomb. My parents' empty tombs. My sister's empty tomb. The empty tombs of all the people we have loved and lost. We are ordinary, flawed, but loving human beings, learning to express our love for God and our gratitude to God through other human beings. We come here to learn to love in God's name. We come to remember the fact that this picture was painted for us. We come here to say together, Alleluia, Christ is risen. This picture of an empty tomb and the victory of God over death wasn't painted for all of humankind. It was painted for you. Psst. You. You. This story. This picture. is yours.